For the fans of the Hulu original series Islos High, Emmy-nominated actor J.D. Pardo, who played Jesus, is back in a new FX series, Mayans MC. It's the next chapter in the Sons of Anarchy saga. Like Sons of Anarchy, Mayans MC, or Motorcycle Club, was co-created by Kurt Sutter and portrays the high-stakes world of these outlaw clubs. But this time, he brought on a nearly all-Latino cast, and the story is set along the U.S.-Mexico border in Southern California. According to Nielsen, Mayans MC was the most-watched cable series premiere of 2018. In the show, J.D. Pardo plays Ezequiel Easy Reyes, the lead character. He's a prospective member of the Mayans Motorcycle Club who was formerly incarcerated and is now figuring out life outside of prison. In this edition of How I Made It, J.D. talks about his career and his new role as Easy.
The one time I played a gangbanger was on Islos High. But now that I'm playing this with Mayans, I've been hit up with some of that too about, oh, like, aren't you tired of representing our people this way? And that's just not true. I've been working really hard against that. You know, it's not like I made a career out of playing these roles. I've played white roles. I've played Jewish roles. I've played half black, half white. I've played transgender roles. I've played a lot of different characters. My name is J.D. Pardo. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, Panorama City. A kid from the San Fernando Valley. Father's from Argentina, mother's from El Salvador. They're my number one fans. You know, I think in the beginning it was that I was just so fascinated with going to the movies. You know, we didn't have a lot of money, and it was such a treat to go to the movie theaters and, you know, to get that popcorn and to get your candy and the soda and to sit there and watch a movie. It was just, you were just transported to another world. And I always had in my mind, like, I wanted to do that. That's, whatever that was, that's what I wanted to do. And I just didn't know how to go about it. But when I was 13 years old, my parents divorced and my dad left the house. And it was just myself and my two sisters, my mom. So I was so angry with my dad. And so I was just very angry. And I found sort of the safe place when I took a drama class. The second I was there, I felt it went from fantasy to this grounded place of having this desire, this need to express myself, whatever was going on. I had something to say, a place to just be somebody else, somebody that I wasn't, and just to use everything that was inside of me and to express that. And it felt so good that I just had to do it again. My parents wanted us to be educated in a way that they weren't. They wanted us to, you know, go after the American dream. This was the land, this land of opportunity. You know, that's why they came here. So you can imagine how disappointing it was when I told them I wanted to be an actor. I just came out and just told them that I wasn't going to college. I wanted to be an actor. But it really did feel like I was coming out of the closet, you know, like an actor's closet. When I heard that they were doing Mayans, that this sequel or a spinoff to Sons of Anarchy, I was like, ooh, 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 yeah, 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 I want to check that out.
Right into this world, all alone.
I binged watched Sons of Anarchy. It started off with just one episode, and then next thing I know, I go through all seven seasons in a matter of like 4 days to a week.
The crow flies straight.
And I was like, I have to be a part of this show.
Perfect line.
With Mayans, obviously bike culture is what's similar. We're both motorcycle clubs. And so I had to go to Glendale Harley School and take the course there for a weekend. You know, I didn't ride before. Then the following week, I'm on this Softail Deluxe with 22-inch ape hangers. The fans want the real thing. So we all ride. That's a big part of it.
Need you on this Vegas run.
Dresses?
You good with that?
Yeah, whatever the club needs.
For me, when it came down to easy, Kurt Sutter, the creator of our show, wanted me, he didn't want me to do too much research about bike culture because I'm playing a prospect.
El hermano menor, a new prospect.
Easy.
Then I'm playing this guy who was never supposed to be part of that world.
Gas it up and detail it. I don't want to see a speck of dust, huh? And my guys too.
So he wanted me to learn on the day and through the experiences of the MC, and that would be an honest portrayal of the character. What I wanted to focus on was how prison had affected Easy.
I'm looking at 20 years, son. Life is done.
So in order for the audience to believe it, I have to believe it.
The day the DEA has enough to move on that cartel is the day that I walk away. From you, the MC, this town, all of it, I get my life back.
I dive into it. I feel like I have this survival mechanism, this thing that makes me push forward and survive, and not just survive, but a desire to be great and to make an impact. And I think Easy has that too.
J.D. Pardo stars in the new TV series Mayans MC, which airs on the FX network.